USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is promising that if voters give Republicans a majority, they will never repeat this rush to impeachment against President Trump.
So what do we have to believe will happen if the Democrats keep the majority? More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating, and really the ultimate goal they've always dreamed about.
The California Republican speaking on Capitol Hill during his weekly press conference. Part of the settlement between Southwest Airlines and Boeing over the 737 MAX aircraft will go to Southwest employees. The Dallas-based airline said on Thursday it's estimated a total of $125 million will be doled out to workers as part of their profit-sharing plan. CEO Gary Kelly praised Southwest workers for managing through the MAX grounding and is thankful for all of them. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Another state cancels its GOP primary. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Hawaii is the latest state to cancel its Republican primary and commit all of its delegates to President Trump for his reelection. The state follows Kansas, Alaska, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada in canceling their nominating contest. In Minnesota and Georgia, state Republican Party leaders say Trump will just be the only candidate on the ticket. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Things are getting back to normal at a Central Texas high school following a lockdown. Round Rock ISD says no one was allowed in or out of Cedar Ridge High School for over a half hour following the report that a student had a gun. The district says no weapon was found and the report was deemed not credible. Four students were detained and details are not being released, although the police is investigating. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The White House is hosting a summit on child care and family leave as part of the administration's push to help forward legislation to improve access to assistance for working parents. President Donald Trump's daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump speaks to the crowd.
We've created over 7 million new jobs. Unemployment has reached historic lows, and nearly 650,000 children being raised by single moms have been lifted out of poverty. It's really incredible. Through our pledge to America's workers, over 350 employers have committed to delivering over 14 million career and training opportunities. This is 14 million lives impacted, 14 million Americans who will have a better chance to learn the skills they need to succeed in a career that they love.
Folks in Jersey City are still shaken by the kosher store shooting earlier this week. This Jewish man says while it's devastating there were at least three innocent victims that were killed inside the store, it could have been a lot worse if police officers didn't happen to be nearby.
We had over 100 kids right next door in this building, so the kids are home alive. We're thankful for that.
The man was speaking there on NBC News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.